This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. We're going to talk about some ways that a concealed carry holder can bring a sidearm to bear in all kinds of situations. That's coming up second hour. Everybody has pulled back, and I'm not happy that anybody agrees with me on this, but it's only a matter of time now before a similar incident, a dismounted attack, occurs here in the United States. They've tried once with more than one person in Garland, Texas. Now, many people are asking, more people than not are asking, what would you do if you were suddenly in a situation like in Paris? To put this together at BearingArms.com, my friend Bob Owens put together a primer with 10 things that I will also add to as we go along. There may be 11 or 12. First thing you have to understand, look at there, Ahmed Fatala sent me a friend request on Facebook. I wonder why. You have to realize it's going to happen here. This is not going to be one of these things where we only get to see it on TV. This is going to happen here. This isn't a paranoid statement. This is an unpleasant fact. We will see a coordinated Paris-type, Mumbai-type, Westgate Mall-type attack happen here. And it's going to happen in a school or in a shopping mall or a sporting event or other mass gathering area or all of those at one time. And don't think it will happen only in New York or Chicago or L.A. because that would, that would create better fear. But how about killing hundreds of people at a school in rural Mississippi or a shopping mall in Montana? That would work too. So, main thing, always carry a concealed firearm where legal. This needs to become part of your lifestyle. It needs to be like your wallet, your phone, your keys, your gun. This is not something you should do only occasionally. And the odds are you're not going to correctly guess the date, time, and place of a life-threatening violent event. It's probably just going to present itself sort of out of the blue. Now, improvised weapons are something you need to consider. If you cannot or choose not to carry a firearm, there's always some sort of an effective weapon within your immediate area, so learn to use them. If you're unarmed in a public area, make it a habit to choose three nearby items that would make a good weapon if things turn dire. It's probably going to be a striking weapon at that point. When you go indoors, identify the exits. Look for the exits and then look for the corners. This is something I'm adding. In a situation where most people get into, when you get into this tunnel vision thing, with a coordinated attack, if you're dealing with more than one attacker, you're not going to be concentrating, unless they're both in front of you, you're not going to be concentrating on more than one person at a time if they're in whatever, you know, whatever you're engaging. So try to move to something that gets behind you, something solid, like a wall or a corner. But know where the exits are located as well. And where you can make an exit, if you're in front of a window or something, a couple of rounds, and the upper corner of the window is going to make the whole thing come down, bring it down, get out. Number five, act decisively. Don't mill around. To ponder is to perish. Number six, be alert to people in unusual circumstances. Most folks would not see a pink gorilla walking around a hallway. Most people today are so engrossed in their mobile phone that they don't see anything. So you don't have to stare at anybody going by as you're being aware and everything. Just sort of maintain a, you know, a casual condition yellow. Just be looking for people and everything else. If you do see something, say something if you're around law enforcement. Let law enforcement know. And if you see people or objects that look suspicious, let law enforcement know. If you have to deal with something, if an assailant presents himself, take for granted that there is one more attacker, one more assailant, one more bomb in your general vicinity. They're not only planning their initial assault, but follow-up actions. They, you know, this is they're getting a little military. They're looking for the shock and awe. Number nine, have a basic understanding of traumatic medical care. You've got to work on bleeding. You've got to work on the airway. You've got to work on shock. You've got to get people out of the way of harm, you know, harm's way. That might mean dragging them somewhere. So you need to know basic tactical combat casualty care. In my particular case, I carry around a Dark Angel pocket kit everywhere I go. Number 10, trust your intuition. If it does feel dangerous or simply makes you uneasy, listen to your inner voice. This inner dialogue might be wrong. You might be fine to walk that way, but don't walk that way. Go around it. Don't worry about what you can't put your finger on. It is not hyperbole now to state that we are all now terrorism responders, because the avowed goal of Daesh and other such groups is to bring death and destruction to Main Street USA. But a little bit of planning and preparation and individual citizens can sometimes prevent, shorten, and respond to a mass killing incident. You're now looking for tangos or bogeys or targets, or whatever you want to call them, whatever little military parlance you want to slap to them. You're looking for them now. They're out there. They are out there. I don't know what they're waiting on. Probably they're waiting to get in. They're probably pre-positioning. Because if it was me, okay, if it was me and I wanted to cause a whole lot of mayhem, I would pick a bunch of states in close proximity around shopping time. Black Friday, anyone? I'd be looking for that, and you know what? Nobody will be. I don't go out on Black Friday simply because I'm not going to fight over a flat-screen TV. I have one already. I don't need three or four in a box. I see people going to those things, buying three or four of those things. I'm sure they're giving them all away as gifts. But I don't go to them. So, I mean, look at everything now for what it is. It is one big soft target, one big target of opportunity. We're coming into the Christmas season. Just think, if one of these things were to pop right about now, or as we lead into this, at Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas parade, Christmas shopping, you know, all of the activities that go along with Christmas, just think of the horror. Think of the terror. Think of what it does to the psyche of the United States. And this is what makes me mad. This is what gets my bloodlust up. This is what brings out the old soldier in me. It makes me angry. Be aware. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on... on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show... brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The media is in a sort of a lazy attempt to rewrite the story of an American Reserve Armory break-in in Massachusetts in which selective fire weapons and possibly something a little bit heavier was stolen. There's a reason to do that. Not to mislead, of course, but to steal this kind of weaponry. Coming from, what's the name of this? Who wrote this? This nonsense. Boston Herald. The FBI confirms tonight some weapons are missing. Some weapons are missing after a burglary at the Lincoln W. Stoddard U.S. Army Reserve Center in Worcester last night, but the agency insisted there's no indication of terrorism. That's because they're idiotic. Spokesperson for the, for the special agent in charge. When did they get a spokesperson? If you're the special agent in charge. Right. Anyway, Kirsten Satara said the FBI is aware that some weapons are missing as a result of the break-in at the Army Reserve Center in Worcester, Massachusetts. We've entered those weapons into NCIC, a national database, and alerted our federal, state, and local law enforcement partners. Be on the lookout. Yeah, they're going to show up. We are collaborating with the EIEIO. They're missing a few things out of this, okay? Anything you read coming out of this, they're missing some key parts to this. The Boston Herald tried to do it, and then the accompanying CBS Boston video tried to do it. Originally, it was stated that there was 10 pistols and 6 M4s, the select fire carbine used by the U.S. military, that were taken in the armory raid, along with a number of long guns. The Winchesters and all, you know. That's what's in the armory of a military facility. This intentionally murky invocation of long guns suggests heavier weaponry, either in the form of a sniper rifle, perhaps, or rifles. And, or, you know, M249 saw anyone? M60s, anyone? Now, an Indiana reservist commenting on the break-in gives us an idea of the kind of weaponry you would expect to find in an Army Reserve armory. He says, this is really bad. The amount of trouble it took to get in and steal weapons must have been worth it to someone. My reserve center in Indiana had a huge armored gun room with 2-foot steel walls and tempered steel locks and tumblers. We had M9s, the Beretta, M16s, M203s, which is an M16 with grenade launcher on the bottom, M60s, Cruiser belt-fed weapon, M249s, magazine or belt-fed weapon, and some old M79s, which I believe they refer to as the bloop gun, the grenade launcher, singular. And probably some things that I never saw. Most Americans can buy long guns and handguns legally, even in Massachusetts, if they want M16 M4s. It would have been easier to buy them as semi-autos through an out-of-state straw purchase. So who would want full auto military weapons and would not worry about selling them or transporting and would not care about the police law enforcement scrutiny? Who would do that? Who would take the time to go to all that trouble and go through all of those layers? The only answer that he could think of was either drug cartels or terrorists. Drug cartels would need to travel all the way to Massachusetts or to transport the guns back to Mexico or Central America. Not necessarily. The Sinaloas operate out of Chicago. So they might not have been able to get this kind of weaponry to Chicago, but now it could very easily be in Chicago. Truthfully, the only people that would take the time and go to all the trouble of breaking into a military facility to steal weaponry and this murkiness about long guns. This is a terrorist cell that has done this. We're going to find these. Well, actually, they're going to find us. We're not going to like that when that happens, when they find us. we're either going to see them in a mall attack or we're going to see them beside a dead terrorist body. But now they're trying to walk this back. Instead of long guns and M4s, they only got handguns and semi-automatic rifles. I don't know. The only semi-automatic rifle I know of that they ever issued in mass in the military was the M1. So I'm feeling a bit skeptical here. Sounds like they lost more than they want to admit, and now they're scared. And they're trying to keep the public from panicking in the wake of the Paris Islamist attacks. I get that. I understand it. I guess in some corners, people would say, well, this is the responsible thing to do. Well, no, not exactly. Now this, knowing that there may be a specter of automatic weapons, and I don't know how many, and it doesn't really matter. There's a couple things to remember about automatic weapons. Automatic weapons burn through ammo really quick. The belt-fed ones are something altogether different. There's something to face altogether different. A fully automatic magazine-fed weapon is going to go through a lot of ammo fast, and faster than a belt-fed weapon just because the belts are bigger. It is a, it's not a good scenario to face, without a doubt. Not at all. It is not insurmountable. Facing somebody with a fully automatic M4 with my semi-automatic AR-15, they don't have a whole lot of advantage. They can shoot continuously for X amount of rounds in one spot, but it's not going to be staying on one spot because these guys are going to be amateurs when it comes to some of this stuff. We in the military did not like to shoot these things fully automatic. When it comes to fully automatic, the AK-47 is a much better weapon. It's designed to be more fully automatic than, say, the AR is, or the M4, or the M16, or any of those other weapons. Those are meant to be more of a precision weapon. So, you know, me being in semi-automatic is not going to be that much of a, it's not going to be that much of a handicap. It will be a nail-biter, though. No doubt about it, but lie to us, media, lie to us. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. Remember, I guess it was last week when I was talking about the worst firearms instructor in the world. Lucien Black, also known as Theraville Black, also known as Michael Theraville. Which might actually be his real name. This is the Fayetteville, North Carolina-based firearms instructor, made infamous for violating nearly every possible rule of gun safety and insisting that his way is better than the methodologies used by recognized experts in the training industry. He's been stripped of his NRA instructor credentials and his North Carolina concealed carry instructor credentials by the NC Department of Justice. He put up a spirited defense of his methodology for a week on the Voter Consulting Facebook page and on the Voter Consulting YouTube channel. As of today, the Facebook page has been deleted and the YouTube channel's videos have all been removed. This is horrible. When you have this internet presence and all of a sudden you wake up one day and it's been deleted, does that mean you ever existed? Horrible. A North Carolina corrections officer claims that his experience serving with Theraville was an interesting time. He said his name is Michael Theraville. He was a correctional officer with the NCDPS for a few months. In his time with the department, he was considered one of the worst officers with the department. He would come to work with red gloves on and a pair of shades on at 6 a.m. in the morning. I have an interesting video of him getting a beat down from an inmate. He says he teaches combat and situational awareness technique, but trust when the rubber meet the road, he got his biscuits burned. If anything, his techniques are photogenically mimicked from what he sees on TV or reads in magazine articles. I agree, if he was the real McCoy, he would use his real name. I remember passing him in the hallways at work on my way out. My first impression was, this guy's going to get someone hurt. Sure enough, on October 30th, 2014, he shot a guy in the leg in Bonnie Doone. Look him up someday. This guy should have his credentials yanked. He is a fraud and disgraced criminal justice agent, firearm instructors who teach proper etiquette. This is an instance where the firearms industry police their own. Somebody turned this cat in. And I've seen some of the videos that he does. He's obviously thinks that the Israeli method of running around not chambered is the way to go, because he does that Israeli elbows out 90 degrees. He's gun in right hand, hand on slide in other hand as he punches out. He's running the slide and then he sticks it out and does the rotation. The rotation, you see. It's the rotation. This supposedly is absolutely the best way to get point shooting happening without having to get out there and acquire a sight picture, because you're putting a rotation on your arm. Which I've never tried that. I don't know if it actually works. That's what I've heard, though. That's what I've heard, how I've heard the training explained. Now, even the Israeli-type instructors, though, do not point real guns at their students and don't allow their students to point real guns at them. And the Israelis, they train hard. They may have a little bit different technique that I personally don't believe. See, having a round in chamber means that when I clear the holster at a, you know, if I'm going to be point shooting, I don't have to wait till I stick my arm out and rotate my fist. I can start shooting from my hip. I can come up and pop it out, and when my arm is at a 45-degree angle, then put my finger on the trigger. And as I'm extending the pistol out there, as long as I make sure that my support hand is not in front of it like I'm Bruce Lee or something, I can start sending lead downrange right then and there. And in a close quarter, which is where most gunfights are going to happen, that's the way it's going to be. I'm not going to be waiting to draw my gun. I've worked out a fairly quick draw. I can draw fairly quick even under concealment, as long as I'm carrying outside the waistband. So that's why I carry predominantly outside the waistband. I train that way more, so that's why I do that. And doing that, being quick on the draw and being quick on acquiring the sights are two different things, but it's not really going to matter that much, because I'm either going to be offsetting, right? If somebody's in front of me and they're coming straight at me, I'm going to offset and try to get out of their way, out of their direct line, draw, and my gun hand is going to be in front of them, and I'm going to be filling them up then. But I mean, it's not going to be one of these things where I'm going to be punching it out there looking for where's the front sight? Okay, I see that. It's blurred. There's my target. Let's go. No. Thankfully, though, Mr. Thurville is no longer in. People travel to train with people, and like a lot of people listen to me in the western part of North Carolina are willing to travel, and I know of one school that is close to western North Carolina, just across the South Carolina border, called Dynamic Defense, Dan Kobler, and so I direct people to go to him. And that's because of his reputation. He has a good reputation as far as being an instructor. He's out there. He's safe. He observes safety protocols. That's very important. Now, this guy, Voda Consulting, I don't even know if he has any references left up there. I'm not looking. But he's been erased. And he's been erased by the gun industry and the legal, the powers that be that grant the credentials have taken them away, and that's good. Because he would have gotten somebody killed, if not himself. There is, you do want to train realistically, okay? And let me tell you how you train realistically. Like, in the military, when you're training in a live fire exercise, you're actually doing rushes and everything, you have a range safety running down the range with each individual. Okay, you have a military member running down there to make sure that you do not have your weapon traverse and come up and get into the lane of your partner. You all have a field of fire. Now, one thing that a lot of these guys do when they are running nowadays, and I mean, even the running with the weapon has gone, it has changed. Used to be the weapon was, you did it with the muzzle up. Now a lot of people like Pat McNamara and some of the other tactical wonder kinds out there, they get out there and they change their grip to where they are running with the weapon almost like a long football, muzzled down, with the hand nowhere near the trigger. For a high-speed run, that might not be too bad because it's very easy to get back on the gun. He takes the weapon and tilts the magazine well out. That's the way it looks in video. It may be the opposite way, but he looks like he's grabbing it by the magazine well, between the magazine well and the barrel, and that's where he's holding on to run. And then he's running. He's not running at port arms or anything. He's running with the weapon moving with his arm versus him trying to run with the weapon not moving at all. A lot of techniques involved and a lot of things. None of it rocket science, to be sure, but definitely not something where you want Mr. Thurville to get out there and point a gun at you and say, now see, this is the way you want it to be. This is the way it's supposed to go. Here at Voda Consulting, we do only the highest realistic training. Here at Voda Consulting, one or two students getting killed while training, that's acceptable because we are ultra-realistic. Of course, this is my last class because my credentials have been pulled. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There was a gun threat perceived, and a small liberal arts college in Maryland shut down in response to it. Last Monday, actually. A gun threat on campus early on Monday. Well, maybe it was yesterday. I don't know. A gun threat on campus early on Monday closed Washington College in Chestertown, Maryland. Though the school said a student had reportedly returned to his home to retrieve a gun and was not believed to return to campus. Now remember, this is in Maryland. Tweets and a message on the school's website advise sheltering in place, and faculty and staff are advised not to report to campus, with classes suspended until further notice. People were advised to wait to hear from officials, school tweets said. College officials were notified early Monday by parents of sophomore Jacob Marburger that the student had returned home and retrieved a firearm. College said in a statement posted on Twitter, the student was still believed to be near home. It said the parents have not been able to reach Marburger and do not know his location or where he is headed. Due to an abundance of caution, the college has decided to close campus for the time being and ask all students and staff on campus to shelter in place. Anyone off campus should stay away from campus until further notice. Now, I know this is college, and I know that this is you can never be too cautious in the face of a possible threat. However, there's one big problem here with this particular instance. This student, Marburger, this college is in Maryland. Marburger had to go to Pennsylvania to go home to get a gun. Yeah. I don't know what the distance between Maryland and Pennsylvania is. I'm pretty sure it's not just round the corner. My high school geography is just, they may be bordering each other. He isn't on campus, and they shut down the school. Everybody is in their room, huddled in a closet, and he's not there. This is a bit of overreaction. I know that they're academics, and I know they have a hoplophobic fear of guns, but goodness gracious, get real. In Europe right now, they have various places that have these no-go zones where even the cops won't go. And they allow this to happen. They allow this to happen. I'm sort of wondering if the French have learned the lesson about this, however, up to this point. Here, the Obama administration, still locked in their leftist fantasy world, they've learned nothing. Nothing but pompous weasel words and language of liberals designed to mean nothing, offend no one, and commit themselves to no course of action. Obama made the claim that ISIS was contained, but he still can't say radical Islam. He can't do that. He can't make himself form those words. And even after what happened in France, he insists on importing thousands of military-age Islamic refugees with no conditions while simultaneously closing Gitmo. Now, although he's now getting resistance from more than half the governors in the United States, however, you're now hearing, if you watch the news or read the interwebs, you're now hearing that it doesn't matter what the governors want. And that little lie that's out there, the governors have a whole lot of say on what goes on in their states. There may be a law out there that says the feds can do what they want to do about putting people in places. But you know what? The governors definitely have a say on what's going on. And this is why I say a constitutional convention would not be a bad idea. I don't know what side Obama's on. I'm beginning to think he's on the side of the Islamics, to be honest with you, the terrorists. Paris, you had the hostages that used social media to send desperate pleas for help, appealing to police who, you know, I've seen some of the video of the French police, and okay, it took a lot of courage for them to face these guys. They don't have the infantry capability of a Cub Scout, however. Some guys took cover behind two sheets of glass. That's not even concealment. That's just a bunch of sharp projectiles if one round penetrates it. So there were social media messages going out saying that their captors were casually shooting them to death one by one. The French citizens who've been told you don't need guns, don't worry, the government's here, we'll take care of you, they paid a terrible price Friday for being unable to defend themselves in any effective way, as dictated by the current French law. The only weapon they actually could use whenever they wanted to was Twitter. If that happens here, I won't be going to Twitter. I'll be going to my Glock. I'll be using my .355 projectile, my .355 caliber projectiles, and that will be on my way to get my rifle where my 5.56 millimeter projectiles are. There is no guarantee if that's what it comes to for me, or for you, or for anybody. The one guarantee I have is that I'm either going to go down fighting, or I'm going to go down persevering. I won't be going down. I'll just persevere, rather. But I'm not going to surrender. That's definitely not going to happen. When murder is part of your religion, yeah, there should be a religious question involved in are you coming to my country or not. This administration obviously is not in on the game where they're supposed to protect the citizens of the United States. And ISIS is already promising they're coming our way. They've already promised Russia that they're going to have the Kremlin. They're going to own the Kremlin is what they told them. And what happened? A bomb took a Russian jetliner down. We are on our own. Understand that. Me and you, we have one thing in common now. If we have no other things in common when we're out there walking the street, me and you, we're on our own. If we're going to enjoy any protection at all, we're going to have to bring it with us. So go out there. Buy a gun. Buy some ammo. Get a knife. Learn how to use all of these things well. And then go armed everywhere. Everywhere. If you can't go armed, don't go there. James Madison said, Americans have the right and advantage of being armed, unlike citizens of other countries whose governments are afraid to trust the people with arms. Now, I'm not telling you right now that this nation, it trusts us, because it's obvious that a lot of them don't. But it doesn't matter, because we have them. So I'm pleading with you. If you're listening to this show, if you're listening to this network, I'm pleading with you. Get a gun. Learn how to use it. Go armed everywhere. Sad part about this is there, you know, I'm not going to be able to tell you, go armed everywhere until March, because this is never going to go away. This doesn't have a time limit. These guys are set. They are moving. They are procreating at an alarming rate. They're like little rabbits. They get out there and taunt the Europeans. You have two babies. We have seven. Soon we will own you. You know, that's what they do. They don't even have to get out there and get revolutionary. They can just, you know, procreate their way into the majority. Go armed everywhere. Be prepared to go down fighting. I'm prepared to go down fighting. Not looking forward to it, to be sure. Coming up next, we're going to talk to somebody that trains people to not go down fighting, but to persevere. Aaron Cowan, Stage Dynamics, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.